Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is your host of the Roundtable Talk Show, Sharifa Hardy. I have an exciting show for you today. I just want to thank everyone who tunes in to watch this show live. I definitely appreciate your support. In the last 6 months, we have grown from a wobbly little show I was unsure of to a show that is booked out clear through October of 2021. And booked solid through December 7th. So you have grown this show immensely. We reach about 20,000 people each morning now. And that is thanks to you, thanks to your support. I could have never done it alone. And once again, I'm going to ask for your help. I'm going to ask you to go out and be an evangelist for the Roundtable Talk Show. Be an activist. Go out there and let the world know that the Roundtable Talk Show is live. So that means if someone is sleeping, if you haven't spoke to grandma, whatever it is, call grandpa, your kids at college, let them know the Roundtable Talk Show is on. Because guess what? If they miss out on this information, they'll be mad at you. So I'm trying to prevent that. So while you're sharing the show, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our first guest. And when I read his story, I was blown away because I wanted to do a hashtag you too. Not me too, you too. But I was laid off 8 times, lost my job, and here I am today. So I want to go ahead and introduce Mr. Greg Cross. He started his business and his venture after losing his job. And now he has not only one focus, but two, probably more than that. But we're going to talk about Glimpse Video and also CCM, which is digital marketing. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. Thank you for having me on.
You are so welcome. Thank you for joining me. I love your bricks in the background. Are there
Thank
any
support? They are bricks. Bricks on a background.
I was trying to see if we could get a story.
There's no story there besides just I love brick walls, and that was a cool one.
See, this is my therapy session. I'm like, the bricks symbolize one to be alone, away from the world. No, I'm just kidding. So you lost your job.
Yeah. So I was working for a digital marketing agency in Chicago, Illinois, a job that I loved. My title was director of business development. And I got that call one day where my boss, who was a great boss, I have nothing bad to say about him. He had made an investment in a digital asset that tanked. And so he went to me and two of my coworkers and said, I'm assuming you guys want to keep getting paid. I cannot pay you. The best decision I can make is to say bye-bye. And you know how those things come in your life where there's a silver lining? It's one of those things, not on that day, but later on, was probably the best decision that ever happened in my life. And so I immediately got my wheels turning, started CCM. We actually celebrate 14 years this month of October in business, which in the digital world, that's a longevity because I always tell people, Sharifa, that I have a lot of competitors, but my competitors are Bubbas. Hey, my cousin can build you a website, or I got my brother-in-law can do this for you. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure he can. But you really need an expert in that field. And so I launched CCM, and we are WordPress experts, branding. And then in 2006, we launched glimpsevideo.com, which is a DIY video marketing platform that lets our clients create their own marketing videos for social channels and their website.
I want to go back because I don't want to gloss over the transition that you made. When you started your own company, was that something that was easy for you?
Easy is a subjective word. It made it easy from the formality standpoint because my Bubba in my life was my brother who was an attorney. Mm-hmm. So getting the corporation paper and all that stuff was easy. And I did have a book of business, but I would never ever say that having your own business is easy. Mm-hmm. It's, I think a small business owner is definitely a feast or famine, especially if you're on a project basis, sort of delivery. So, I would never put it in that category, but it's probably one of the most best decisions I ever made, because my small business offers me freedom, because it survives on me. You know, when I get up every morning, I decide to make it happen or I don't. I mean, it really is that simple.
Mm-hmm. No, running and operating any business is definitely not easy. I was referring more to the mentality and the mindset of transitioning from being an employee to actually, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm ready.
I get you. Yeah. I was ready. I mean, it's, you know, I believe that, you know, life happens. I think that the fact that I always try to tell even the people who've worked for me is that you always need to have an owner mindset. When you take an owner mindset in anything that you do, whether you're working for a company or not, that makes all the difference in the world, because the decisions that you make, whether you're in sales or whether you're an insurance agent you know, some of the people on the call today, I mean, you have to just be ready. You have to be a soldier and ready to get out there and make it happen.
Yes. Like I said, I was laid off 8 times, and had it not been for those layoffs, I wouldn't be doing this. It was all those doors that kept closing that moved me in this direction. So you founded CCM, your background was digital marketing, and you talked a little bit about the competition, but what made you feel that you can survive in such a saturated market?
I think just a belief in myself, belief in my network. I knew that, especially, you got to remember, this is 2006. You know, we want to think that the internet's been around forever, but it hasn't. 2006, I mean, I think there were still people that, especially businesses, that were trying to figure out what they need to do in a digital format. And so I just knew that there was a market for that. And I think there still is. It's definitely changed, but back then it made it easy for me because I knew that the market was there.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely agree. I built my first website in 1994. And so it surprises me in 2020 when people are like, oh my God, I got to get my first website. And I'm more like, okay, but where have you been? You know what I mean? People have had websites for 30 years, but it's new to a lot of people. And that's when I have to kind of humble myself, bring myself back down and say, okay, well, you know what? It's not, everybody hasn't been on this same journey, and it is new for some people. So Greg, I am going to come back to you, but I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest. And her story inspired me as well, because when you speak of someone who is creating their own image, creating their own brand and standing out from the crowd, she is a businesswoman and an entrepreneur, but she's also an actor and a singer, a musician, a dancer. She has like 50 threads going on. Wonderful lady, wonderful personality. I want to introduce Miss Stephanie Andujar, and she's going to talk to us about how her journey started with The Wizard of Oz. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. Thank you for having me, and hello, other panelists. Nice to see you.
You are so welcome. Thank you for joining us. I was watching, I do this sometimes, depending on guests, especially when I want to see what their energy is. I'll be honest, I do it to entertainers. Everybody else, I don't do it. But I stalk their social media because I focus on entrepreneurs, and I don't want the bikini models. No offense to all the bikini models who are tuning in. But your social media made me tired, really just watching your social media, because I was like, okay, she does this, she does that, she has a new video that's out. I was truly impressed. But talk about when you were a little kid and how this all started.
Oh, you know, first of all, thank you so much for stalking the social media. You know, you hope for that. You hope people, you never know who's watching, as they say, which is a good thing. But yeah, it started when I was, say, about 11, 12 years old. I was born and raised here in New York City, and I was raised in the Chelsea Housing Projects at that time. Where we moved in with my grandfather and grandmother. And my mother put me into an after school program, the Beacon program, which was in my middle school, IS-70. And at first I didn't want to go. I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I just want to come home, you know, be a little lazy kid. But she was like, no, you're going to stay off these streets. It's better than being on the streets. You'll be on stage doing something. I was like, all right. So then that's when I started figuring out my calling. I knew I was good at acting and the performing. And then that's when I got cast in The Wiz, and I was a scarecrow, and I auditioned for that. So that was like one of my first auditions. And I was like, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to get it. I'm going to shine, you know? And then I ended up getting it. And then from then on, I got discovered by a talent manager. Then I went to Talent Unlimited High School, where I got to perform in a lot of other productions here in New York City. But then after that, I decided to go to Pace University to obtain my business degree. I was thinking about majoring in drama at first, but I was like, I've been acting since I was a little girl. Let me get something else now that I can learn better now of how to deal with contracts, accounting, finance, things of that nature. And at first it was a little like daunting. I was like, I don't know about all this. Like, it seems like it's not my thing. It's a little boring, but it didn't end up being boring. And I remember I was working, auditioning, and going to school. And I was maybe sleeping maybe 1 or 2 hours every day in between. And then that's when, about 2007, I finally got a first break in Law & Order SVU. And I was like, okay, this is great. And then a few months after, I got another co-starring role in the movie Precious. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm meant to. I was like, as much as I kept saying, no, I don't want to do the acting right now, something kept pulling me back to it. And then that's when I thought, too, should I now just drop college and just keep acting? Is this? And I said, no, I want to make my parents proud and get my bachelor's. Because obviously, yeah, you don't know what can happen. But I said, you know what? If I can do this, I can do anything at this. I'm good at multitasking. And if I can climb up that mountain and get to the top, I don't think it should be that difficult. You know, I'm a person of endurance and perseverance. And, you know, just like Greg said earlier, you know, there's going to be like famines and there's going to be those feast times. You know what I mean? You're going to go through them. But I guess that's the moniker of like a starving artist in those times. But you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, you know, and being raised in New York City, it just gave me that mentality of if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. You know what I mean?
That is so true. That's what they say. That is definitely what they say. Now, I want to ask you, do you feel that there were incidences or meetings where having that business background definitely helped you?
Yeah, I would say in creating my production company with my family and our productions in 2016, because I was being managed at the time and just going on auditions. And I didn't really like someone else kind of having control over our business or even my talent, really. It didn't feel right. Something about it just didn't feel right. And I ended up departing from that. And then said, you know what? I'm going to launch Andor Productions. I'm going to start creating my own web show. My sister Melanie told me, why don't you create a web show and play these different characters? And I said, okay. And then from then on, I started figuring out, okay, now I have to trademark Andor Productions. And then I was able to navigate and facilitate that. You know, so going to Pace, especially because Pace is known as like for accounting. That's what it was founded on, teaching people accounting. And it helped me understand better with numbers and reading better and understanding more of the legal jargon and all that. You know, you can learn all these things too on YouTube. You can teach yourself if you have the discipline. But getting a little business savvy is important, I would say now, because it's not just about going on an audition and booking a job and being this great actor now. You have to kind of be a 360 package is what I think and believe. And I would give that advice to other actors and entertainers is that you really have to be the full package, get the full spectrum of it, because even though, and it is show business, you know?
Yes, it's called show business for a reason.
Right.
And when you look at so many stories, the TLCs and the Tony Braxtons of the world, a lot of it comes down to just knowing what's in your contract, reading what's in your contract, understanding your contract. So that's definitely wonderful. I saw you just were releasing something. You just had a new music or a song out.
Yes, I created my own song called Thinking About You. And I was at, because we also have like a built-in studio, and I was sitting at the chair at the mic, and I got this beat from a producer named Chibi, and I just started riffing on it. I started harmonizing, I started making a melody to it and just putting words to it every day I was coming to it. And I made it, it's a nice little love song. And with everything going on, love just seemed to be right. You know, I didn't want to make like a trap song, or I didn't want to make like some kind of like, you know, crazy song. I wanted something cool and mellow because, you know, you just want that right now. And then I created my own music video. My brother mixed the song and then and drew the cover art for me. And then I made my own music video. My mother helped me film. I filmed some of my scenes and then I edit as well. So that's what I'm saying. You got to be a 360 package.
Wow. Like, you keep adding skills. Every time I ask a new question, like, look, there's a new skill. You edit as well. That's what people don't understand. The money and the magic is in editing. If you don't learn anything else, if you want to be in entertainment, learn editing. That's or right. Hire the best editor, because I've seen people shoot the same content. Maybe they're filming an event and you see two different copies and it's like two different events. That's same right. quality cameras, but it's the editing that tells a story.
That's right. I agree.
You learn so many skills within this industry. Do you ever feel overwhelmed? Do you ever feel like maybe there's a mountain you cannot climb?
I've definitely felt like that. There's been many times actually where I felt like, what am I doing? Am I on the right track? Am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? And then I get fans. I think it's really the fans and the followers and the audience that keep me going, because even though, who believe in me, and even though sometimes I'm like, what am I doing this for? I get fans. I love your video. So creative. You sound good here. I love the song. I love the show. I love this. And fans all over, I think, is what's keeping me motivated, and my family, to keep putting out content and to keep creating. You know, that to me is what's been motivating me, so I don't feel overwhelmed, because there's so much content out there. And then next thing you know, that they're making now a different platform where for 3-second videos now, you know what I mean? So it's like, you have to stay current, but you also can't let that burn you out and say, well, I got to get on this app now. No, if it's for you, it's for you. Mm-hmm. And if it works out for you, that's fine. You don't have to be a TikTok sensation. You can be a roundtable talk show host, just like yourself. You know what I mean? Where you're a sensation in your own right. So I think it's okay to be overwhelmed, but don't let it burn you out.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Stephanie. I'm going to come back to you, but I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Mr. Craig Chavez. And he's an author, a coach, and he is a serial entrepreneur. He helps working professionals launch profitable businesses, not just any old regular business, profitable businesses. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm happy and healthy. How are you doing today, Shalif?
I'm excited to be here. I love the details. They say the devil is in the details, but your focus is on helping them launch profitable businesses. What motivated you to do that?
Well, as I've gone through my journey, and it's just been awesome hearing the other panelists mention their stories, because I feel that like where I'm coming in perfectly is a perfect segue, because like my whole philosophy is that everyone should become the entrepreneur of their life. Mm-hmm. Your life's a business. You have a product yourself. You have a brand. You have to figure out how to market yourself. You have to figure out how to show up in this world. But I just feel that so many people are just clocking in and clocking out and aren't living a life with any purpose, with any intention, nor are they leaving a positive impact where they go. And so for me, profitability is only a byproduct of the value that you create for others. And so finding how to create that value is a difficult process. But if you don't know where to begin, you have to look within yourself and to figure out how you show up in this world. And once you figure that out, that's where you can start creating value. And that's where the profits come.
You know what, Craig? I have to say this. You are glowing. And I usually don't say that to men. You know what I mean? Like, that's a rare thing. But as you speak, you're just smiling. You can feel the joy. You can just tell instinctively that you enjoy your life. You love your life. Now, I can't tell you it's not perfect, because no one has a perfect life. But you can feel, am I alone, Craig, Stephanie, Mark? Like, you can feel the happiness that you have. See, it's exuding from you. Where does that come from?
Pain. Because like everybody else on this panel, like we've all been through stuff. What they often say is like the people that smile the most have been through the most. And like my journey, like everybody else's, hasn't been easy. I mean, come from humble beginnings, originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, moved around a lot. And what kept me grounded was athletic. And I remember getting this Division I football scholarship and just thinking that I'm going to go pro. Like that was my whole identity. But when I suffered a career ending injury, like that led me into a spiral of depression, and I wanted to drop out. I just wanted to run away and leave everything behind. But it was somebody else believing in me, my Spanish professor, who convinced me to study abroad and experience a different culture and a different world, which actually saved my life and really exposed me to the possibilities of living and working abroad, but also becoming kind of this international entrepreneur. And who would have thunk that a person from inner city could have traveled to 20 different countries, owned one of the first craft distilleries in Latin America. You know, created a blockchain application that helped embassies process travel visas that's never been before. Somebody who could publish a book and then in less than a month get thousands of copies sold with zero marketing. Like, none of that was supposed to happen. But when I made that conscious decision to become the entrepreneur of my life and create a life that I don't have to run away from, I'm in full alignment. So everything I do feels natural and it's not work, but I'm literally paying myself to be happy. Like, it doesn't make any sense, but it took a while to get here. But I just really love what I do and I don't have to run away from what I've created.
I love that. I love the energy. Let's talk about your book. I know the book gives a little nuggets on how to live that life as well. So let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the book is called Burdens of a Dream. And the reason why I entitled it as so is because every dream has a cost. Mm. People think that like this whole entrepreneur lifestyle is all hunky-dory. They see the cars, the money, the women, whatever. But they don't understand that like to manifest your dream into reality, you have to pay a price, whether it's your time, whether it's your money, your emotions, energy, whatever, it takes effort. And so one of the chapters in my book is called MAGIC, and it's an acronym for Manifesting Abstract Goals into Consciousness. And this journey is kind of like an EKG machine. It's like whenever you're hooked up to that, you see a heartbeat and it goes up and down, up and down. Well, that's life. Like, you don't get the mountains without the valleys. Like, you have to have the highs and the lows in this journey, because when people flatline, they're gone. So do you want your life to flatline? No, you want to have these experiences, but you have to live with purpose. You have to live with intention, and you have to design a life that you don't want to run away from. And Burdens of a Dream, it's really a philosophical tale of my memoir about becoming the entrepreneur of your life. And it tells people my story, but it also shows them how they too can apply the principles that I've learned from life and business to live the same way.
I got to tune in. You on Sunday? What time? I know you got a church, a ministry, something somewhere that I need to tune into once a week. What night is that?
Every day. I'm actually, it's funny. It's like Stephanie was talking about it. It's like getting comfortable with being uncomfortable and learning new mediums. Well, I figured out that like, I really love video. So I'll be coming out with a YouTube channel pretty soon so that I can promote my value through this type of video medium. I'm super excited about it. And I'll definitely let everybody know when it comes out. But I'm really optimistic about what's coming around the corner.
Okay, well, after the show, you send me an email. We're going to talk about that because I got some ideas that can help you. And like I said, I've been doing this since 1994. So I know a little bit about a little bit of things. I'm going to come back to you, Craig, but I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Ms. Marta Vasquez. And we talked to Craig a little bit about being an international entrepreneur. And this young lady has traveled the world. And one of the things that she noticed is that everything is not the same all over the world. So she created her own skincare line, Lulo Organic Skincare, which has the highest standards from around the world. Good morning, Marta. How are you?
I'm very good. And hi, everyone. I'm so inspired by all the stories I'm hearing. So I'm thrilled to be here.
I am thrilled to have you. So you mean to tell me that the world is not the same?
It's very sad. I lived in different countries because of the career that I had with a big multinational company. Every time I moved, I realized that my skin was reacting differently to the products that I was purchasing. Even though, you know, they were famous, you know, worldwide known products, they were different from country to country. And that led me to discover that the regulations for skincare and personal care products are different in different countries. So the extent to which you might be poisoning yourself with the products that you put on your skin and your body doesn't depend on the companies. The companies don't really have your greater, I guess, good and health in their hearts. It actually depends on the legislation, how far the legislation of the local countries allows them to go with toxic products, ingredients that are irritant, carcinogen, hormonal disruptors. And that was a pretty sad finding for me, realizing that I was to the mercy of the local legislation. So I decided to create a skincare line that wouldn't really pay attention to the legislation of the country where I was living, but really to what is good for your skin, what's good for your body, what's good for your hormonal system, regardless of where I was intending to sell it. So yes, that's the sad truth, but the happy story behind it.
Yes, we sometimes come up with things in the most unexpected ways. When did you launch found your company?
I launched a year ago, the products. I have been working on the company or creating the company for over 2 years, 2 years and a half already. Took me a year and a bit to come up with the formulation, with the different ingredients, to figure out, you know, the kind of the truth behind the ingredients that I could access. But I have been in the market for 1 year.
And what products are in your skincare line?
Everything is anti-aging. So I have a face serum, face oil, eye cream. Everything is focused on, I say anti-aging because that's how people understand it better. Mm-hmm. But I really hate the term. I prefer to talk about aging gracefully than anti-aging. I don't think we should be fighting aging. Mm-hmm. So yes, that's basically the focus I have.
Well, it looks like you use some anti-aging cream because your skin is glowing as well. Everybody's skin is glowing today. I like it.
Thank you.
You just launched a business. You just launched your business about a year ago. Has COVID-19, this global pandemic, affected or have you had to pivot your business?
If we all know that being an entrepreneur is difficult, launching your business in the middle of a pandemic is crazy, especially for a first-time entrepreneur. It was difficult to try to accommodate and to find different ways of doing things, but my business has always been focused online. So that was a clear advantage for me, and people are purchasing more, some products, but not necessarily luxury products. And for some people, skincare, depending on the type of skincare, it can be seen as luxury. So it was a big chunk, you know, for us. It was a big decrease in sales. Mm-hmm. We are recuperating as people get more and more comfortable buying online, but it was tough. It was really, really tough to face this pandemic in the middle of a launch, because I launched in September and this came in February, March. So mm-hmm. I was just in the middle of it when it came. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that as Greg mentioned and Craig mentioned, and I'm sure Stephanie, you know, knows that too, and yourself, being an entrepreneur basically means that you have to know that you are at war all the time, you know, regardless of pandemic or no pandemic. Every day you have to wake up knowing that it's your decision to keep going or to stop, whether the challenge is a personal challenge or a business challenge or a worldwide, you know, pandemic type of challenge. We're meant for this, right? We're meant for this war to roll the sleeves and keep going no matter what. So I think it's part of the mentality that comes with entrepreneurship.
I definitely agree. And it was interesting. I think it was Stephanie who said on her journey, it was a calling. And whenever I speak with entrepreneurs, that tends to be the word that they use, that it's a calling. And I say that because they often kind of go back and forth, like I did in that world. It's like, I really want to be an actor. And then the next day it's like, well, let me go get a day job, because, and then they go back. It's something that keeps calling them and calling them and calling them till they go, you know what? This is me. This is what is meant for my life. Now I want to go ahead and see if we can get her here, introduce my next guest. Dr. Renee Sunday is going to be joining us. And she is a light in the world. We just have to get her mute button off. She is a platform builder, a light in the world, catalyst for change, minister, media personality, author, but most importantly, she serves people. Good morning, Dr. Sunday. How are you?
Good morning. Sorry for my tardiness. I'm actually an anesthesiologist as well. So I had to jump from the operating room to here.
That's all that matters. You are here. Be a light in the world. You help people. How do you help people and serve people each day, Dr. Sunday?
Well, I have been truly, and I'm going to say blessed and grateful that I wear a lot of hats. As I mentioned, I just finished doing a 5-hour surgery. So I am my anesthesiologist. I've been doing that gratefully for the last 20 years. I know I look young, okay? I have been awarded not once, but twice, one of the top anesthesiologists in the United States. So I'm very true to that. But I'm also, as you mentioned, known as the platform builder. So I help people identify their purpose if they're not aware. And then we build a platform to be seen, be heard, and get paid. We do that mostly through podcasting, publishing, and media exposure, because you have to be visible in order for people to really know who you are. And then, of course, to monetize your platform. So I'm grateful to be here.
I'm grateful to have you. I love your energy. You just jumping up and down. I love that. I was like, okay, I was with you. That was nice. That was nice. And I heard get paid. I was like, you got my full attention. I was asleep. Now I'm like, get paid. Let's talk about getting paid. How can you help us get paid, Dr. Sunday?
Well, first of all, I always, and then people say, Dr. Sunday, why you ask so many questions? But you learn a lot by listening, especially to our clients. And of course, you know, people that we want to serve, you know, that's two different things. But we have to know our why. And of course, my why is not nobody else's why, which, you know, no judgment whatsoever. Okay. But after we dive deep and peel back the layers, we find out exactly how you serve the world. And of course, all of us have a different in that. And of course, we all have a different DNA. Then after that, we pick one. I know it's hard because I had to go through that with my coaching. We pick one that actually we can monetize. And then when we get that up and stable, then after that, we actually build on that and do the different other things, you know, the multiple streams of income, as you hear people say. But we got to dive deep because we selling ourselves. I mean, people, as you said, love my energy, but they end up loving my energy and they want that, but they have to trust me and believe that I'm going to transform their lives. And then they phone. We love our phone, but we wanted to say ching ching at the same time. So it's a multi-layer lever. And I love media and I love to show people how to do that, because the amazing thing you're doing, and of course, podcasting, magazine, I mean, you can go on and on. One thing we're not going away with, right? We're going to go everywhere with this phone, right? So we need to actually leverage that and actually be able to monetize it. But of course, we're going to transform people's lives at the same time.
I love that. So you just did a 5-hour surgery?
Yes.
did you eat? Have you eaten?
Well, it's a whole strategy. Real quick, I have learned over the 20 years, and forgive me, I'm not, if I say not a bad word, but you know, not people are used to, I've trained my bladder.
You are interesting, Dr. Sunday. Interesting. Greg, I'll come back to you, Dr. Sunday. I want to go over to Greg right now. When I see personalities, Greg, I automatically, and we talked about it with Craig earlier, think of videos. Like, you have to create videos. You have to create content, because people have to see people like Craig and Stephanie and Marta and Dr. Sunday's a hoot. Talk to us about DIY videos, please.
All right. So I was listening to everybody here. There was a common thread, because I know Stephanie, your video, and you all talked about editing. And so Glimpse Video, as our deliverable, a software as a service, was really a pivot moment in COVID. We launched a small production deliverable in CCM 2 years ago. I mean, we invested in the cameras and the DSLRs and the LED lights and, you know, everything like that. But here's the deal, guys. You know, so maybe we would show up, and these aren't Manhattan prices, Stephanie, so close your ears, but you know, but we could do a video shoot, a half day video shoot for like $3,500, which is really affordable, but I'm not seeing that in COVID. And so what we kind of thought through, guys, is as far as video DIY, is that the secret sauce is in the editing. And so I totally agree with that. And so our target, or our ideal clients for Glimpse Video, is those individuals, businesses, people that want to grow their business, but don't either have the funds to invest in Adobe Premiere, Final Cut Pro, I mean, whatever your software solution is of choice. And so we have four tools in that suite, Sharifa. So we also you can send video emails. I always tell people video emails is an interrupter to a person's inbox. So imagine going on a webcam, your smartphone, delivering a video email and saying, hey, Craig, you're at the Cohatch. So am I, you know, and then you watch a video email from Greg. Then we also have collect video testimonials. I did a half day video shoot a year and a half ago, charged the client $3,500, interviewed four of their clients, went back to our studio, edited, dropped in audio. I mean, lower thirds, intros, outros. That took a lot of time. And so what we're doing is that we're saying that you can collect unlimited videos, Sharifa, just by sending out a link. You got 5,000 people on your email list and you want to get those video testimonials, then our software will produce that. It will drop audio behind it. It will put your branding on the front end, branding on the back end, and then give you a fully produced MP4 video that you can then upload to all your social, YouTube, website. And we do all of that for $49 a month. And so it's very incredible. It's a great
deal. $49?
$49 a month. I know.
Is that unlimited? You said it was unlimited.
Unlimited videos. I don't want to sound like a car salesman.
Sometimes I have to make sure I understand, because we went from $3,500 if I was paying attention.
No. That's what I'm talking about. What's crazy. So because people can't afford, and Stephanie, and I think a lot of Craig, you understand the language of B-roll in video. I mean, that's not the solution that we're delivering. We're delivering, you know, short 50, I'm talking like 50 second, 90 second videos, you know, hi, this is Sharifa from the, you know, the all new talk show today on our podcast is blah, 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 blah. Make sure you tune in. You can produce that video in about 10 minutes that has audio, intros, outros. We're going to be adding captions because that's the thing on YouTube and stuff. We're going to be adding lower thirds for $49 a month.
I love it. Stephanie, what do you think about that?
I'm actually all for that, because I had just gotten invited to another website that I was just researching. I didn't join it yet, but it was a website where they're asking celebrities to sign up with them and offer 15-second videos to fans who want to subscribe. And it goes depending on, it can range from like about $20 to $200. I guess depending on the price range and how long you want that video for. So I think Greg is pretty much, he's on the right track. You know what I mean? Like that's, and I just did that myself instead of charging my fans. Cause I feel a little weird being like, hey fans, you know, you have to charge for your business, but I just made a 15 second video. I posted on my Instagram there to share with my fans just to thank them. They want to hear that and they want to see you. You know what I mean? Like they want to feel some kind of connection to you. And I say, you know what? I'm really grateful for my followers, for all the comments. Let me make a quick little video here instead of saying, hey guys, if you want to see a thank you from me, go to my page and like drop me $20. I didn't feel right doing that for that, but I was just really grateful. And I guess I, for putting out all the content I do for right now, monetarily, them liking and commenting and subscribing and following is like me being paid to keep putting out work until now I get to that point where then charging now for certain services makes sense, you know? But I think Greg is on the right track. I might even sign up, Greg, too, like for you and your website.
I'm happy to do a demo, but it's one of those things you have to see it. But I think, I mean, you talked about it, Stephanie. I mean, it's all about content, content, content. And so what we're really trying to do, and we're a young deliverable, but we're trying to make it easy.
Yeah.
Right. And so if you send out a link to however many people are following you, basically they click a link, they capture the testimonial for Stephanie, you know, and then you can produce it, boom, put it out the door, whoever manages that process.
I love it. I'm with it.
I love that as well. Dr. Sunday, we're going to get you on some videos. What are we going to talk about in your videos? Your why?
She's the cha-ching lady. That's what cha-ching. I call her. She's a
cha-ching.
Get paid. That's my new slogan for the day.
Dr. Sunday.
That's funny. Yeah, you have to monetize it. You know, I don't know who said it, but Sharif, that people, if they get it for free, they're not going to implement it. I'm sorry, I forget who said that. But I actually have seen that true in my life and my customers as well. You know, the lead magnet is okay for free, but you know, you got to follow up. But they don't implement it. And yeah, so that's a whole nother, you know, we could talk all day about that, but if we put a little bit in the game, people actually will actually implement it.
Yes. Craig, get you some videos for your social media talking about how people can live that life they enjoy.
For sure. But I just wanted to touch on this whole aspect when y'all mentioned callings. That really resonated with me because, like, in the book, the first page is a dedication, and the dedication says, "This book is dedicated to all those who answer their calling."
Oh, that's beautiful.
Follow the road not taken, and discover the person they're truly meant to become. And so, like, that's why I'm really serious about this whole becoming the entrepreneur of your life, because everybody does have a calling or callings, but the fact is, the majority of people don't answer them. They're too scared, they're too fearful, and so they ignore it. And over time, like, that calling is going to decrease and decrease and decrease, to eventually you won't be able to hear it anymore, and then you'll just be fully subject to the status quo, and you won't live fulfilled, and you won't have any purpose. So yeah, I completely agree with everything y'all saying about content, but I just am really passionate about putting forth this message, like, answer your calling. Don't run away from it, because when you do, your life will begin to change, and it's just an amazing feeling.
No, that's fine. Excellent answer. I wanted to hear that. I always want to hear our guests' thoughts, but I completely agree with you. I don't know how people are able to not answer their calling. You know, when I was laid off 8 times, I always talk about this all started with an argument with God, and God said, "Sharifa, I want you to help people." And I said, "No, that's not what I want to do. I like my job. I like my direct deposit. I like knowing that I could pay the mortgage. I like all of those things." And I was like, "I'm going to go give me a job." And I did this eight times, and almost each and every time, 6 months to the day, I would go get a job. That company relocated, that company downsized, that company went out of business. And each time it was help people. And I was like, no, until about the 8th time, Ty said, "I hear and I obey." After being homeless, after losing everything, at some point I had to say, accept my calling. And that's why I'm like, how do people not, you know, it wasn't a choice. How do people not accept their calling? I think Marta talked a little bit about that as well, about this is like her calling. This is something that she feels you're meant to do.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a misconception, because people think that when you answer your call, it means that it's going to be easy. Mm-hmm. And nothing can be further from the truth. You know, it's still tough. It's still difficult to do it. It's going to be uphill. You're going to have challenges anyways. But what matters is, if it's your call, you are going to feel it in your heart. You are going to feel that you are in the right place. You're going to feel that you are helping people, that you are even helping yourself. But sometimes I think that people keep saying no or ignoring it because it's tough, it's difficult. In my case, I totally relate to what you just said, because in my case, I was so used to the comfortable paycheck at the end of the month. I was in a director level in the headquarters division of a big multinational company. My paycheck was nice. And saying no to that was tough. And I was feeling that I was lying to myself by not doing anything with the truth I found. Mm-hmm. And it's a truth that I know it affects people. It affects, you know, women's fertility. It affects your skin. It affects, and I had all this information, and I was thinking, I cannot leave my, you know, comfortable paycheck life and just keep this for myself. I felt the calling, but when I finally took it and I took the jump, it was difficult. I had been in the corporate world for over 15 years, jumping, you know, like down that cliff and taking this leap of faith was tough, but it was my calling. So that would be, I guess, my nugget, I guess, of inspiration for people who are listening to this. It can be your calling. It doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. Maybe it's the total opposite. It's the total opposite, you know?
And Sharifa, just to go back, That is exactly why I entitled the book Burdened of a Dream.
Yes.
And that answers your first question.
Yes. It is a burden at times. You know, I ran for Long Beach City Council, you know, and it's like, I want to help the people. And sometimes interacting with the people can be difficult, you know what I mean? So you have to remember why you're there, to help the people to begin with, that magic that inspires you to do so. Stephanie, artists, entertainers, they're the ones that tend to come into the world and lift everyone else's spirits when we're going through it. And right now, as a society, people are going through it, whether it's race relations, whether it's politics, which we won't discuss. But do you feel that you're using your gift to help mankind?
I get a little, I don't want to get emotional or cry, but it just feels good for you, someone of yourself, to say that, because that's why, excuse me, I'm trying not to get emotional. It's just because, like Martha said, you know, when it's your calling, it's not easy. And like I said earlier, I do it for my fans. I've cultivated fans for a long time. And I did my comedy web series because I was always getting cast for dramatic roles. And then when I didn't want to keep depending on the system to just wait for a job, I said, well, I'm going to create a comedy show, and I get to be funny, and I do improv, and I play 10 different characters, and I'm always cracking myself up in a scene usually, or if I'm working with my family as well when they're helping me produce. But that's the whole point, is I'm making a love song to reach out to people who want to feel love. I'm making comedy for people that want to laugh, and I might come out with something a little serious to, you know, get to the point of what's going on in the world. But that's what I do this for, is to make people laugh or cry and, you know, feel good. You know what I mean? I hope I do. So
I want to see one of these characters. I got to see something. Like, what can we see? What can you show us?
Let's see. One of the characters I play, his name is Boney Day Day. I call him the OG of the block. And he's from the block, born and raised, son. You know what I mean? It's really tough out in these streets. I'm trying to beat this whole Rona that's going on. But peace out. Much love to Steph. Like, that's one of the characters. He's the OG. And then I play a French character. Her name is Mirepoix, and she is from Paris. And she was on the cover of Vogue. She was walking down the block. A photographer happened to see her. And then he said, be on my magazine. And I said, ooh, okay, oui, merci beaucoup. And then I play a whole bunch of different characters. And, you know, I'm very good at voices. So.
I love that. You just switched into the different personalities. I like that. I want to go. What do you think of that, Dr. Sunday?
Amazing. I mean, I'm actually, with voice, I was watching you don't really even change the contour of your mouth when you do it. So that's a talent, a gift. That's amazing. So I love it. I wanted to touch, if it's okay, a little bit of, I think you guys said you don't know why people don't step out on faith, if you will, on their purpose. And that's easy. I can tell you from experience. But it's because what they've been through, because a lot of people, unfortunately, as adults, we are, our behavior is what we went through when we were 7 years old or less. And so with that being said, and purpose is something that's easily, I'll say that in quotes, achievable by you. So it's easy for you. You can do it with your eyes closed. You can wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and do it. But the transition is, we thinking no one will see that of value, and no one will actually for sure pay for it. So the clients that I have been around, and even with me in ministry, I'm like, okay, I do not want to be in the pulpit, okay? Because I'm funny too. And I'm like, most ministers are not funny. And I'm like, okay, God, you sure? Because I'm funny. But the kid, millennials love it, because I always have some kind of skit, or I break out, you know, I get somebody like you to sing for me, Stephanie. Then I do the background. But it's kind of easy, especially with this Rona. It's so funny. I call it Rona as well. It's now I've kind of seen both ends of the spectrum. I've seen people, and I had to change a lot of my packages, because people do now want to step out and do it, and they paying top dollar. But of course, some people, and I grew up in poverty, so I know firsthand, some people just don't have it. So I actually, in my own business, had to do almost a three-tier in regards to the monetization plan, because some people want everything redid, And so you have to, you know, charge them for that. But it's easy because I was happy, comfortable. I'm like, I think someone said I was happy with my 6-7 figures in anesthesia. Okay.
We were talking about that. We were talking about being happy at our day job. And then all of a sudden life comes in, that door closes, it pushes you out there, and you really don't have a choice. That's definitely where I was. Greg, you wanted to say
that did happen to me, you know, with the two, you know, I don't know if you guys talked about this, but when this happened again, with the real estate, I mean, what that was 2000, whatever that 18 or whatever, what was that? 2008. Yeah. When that happened before, where real estate happened in the healthcare industry. So I went from 6 figures to zero in one day. Okay. Wow. So I've been in the same.
Zero in I've one been there, day.
But so you just got to step out on faith on it. I just wanted to say that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Greg, you want to say something?
No, I just think it's fascinating. And I'm sure there'll be research that's already being done or done. Here we are, for the most part, ladies and gent, my fellow brother there, Craig. I mean, we're in this thing called Zoom. Zoom has done more to change the complexion of our culture than anything, right? I mean, so and so it's built on video. But, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, telling your stories. I mean, video is about the closest thing that we can all get to telling our stories. And so we love going to the movies. We love watching a movie and getting escape in that. You know, we did that for years. But now people that never would have gone on a camera and go, oh, I hate myself on camera. Oh, I don't like it. They're doing it every day, right? Especially if you're in business, you're doing video. Sharifa, I mean, hats off to you. I mean, you're living in this space a lot, but now it's technology that has made that interesting. And so I guess my encouragement is to somebody watching this live or in the future, I mean, don't be afraid of video. Don't be afraid of Zoom, because it's not going away. And that's how we build relationships. Now, I really believe going forward is using video platform in whatever medium you choose.
I definitely agree. But one of the things that I love more than anything else is that it allows us to be whoever we are, you know, whatever, however we decide to show up in this world. I mean, because just look at the five of you, drastically different personalities, but you each have a unique personality that you can utilize on video. You know, so that's what I love. Marta, you were going to say something?
I was just going to say, with respect to what Greg was saying, in my case, because I came from such a different background, video was a monster. I hated it. I didn't like it. I hated listening to myself, putting myself out there. When you have been working for a company for your entire life, you never think about video. You never have to do it. So the moment you become an entrepreneur and everyone is telling you, you have to show yourself, you have to do videos, you have to go live, I hated it.
You're right.
So it's really good. You know, there's nothing better than an entrepreneur putting services out there for another entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Because we really understand what other entrepreneurs need. What, I'm referring to what Greg was referring to with Glimpse Video. Mm-hmm. There are many video services, but they don't necessarily speak to what entrepreneurs need. Mm-hmm. And I think it's amazing when you start seeing so many people creating businesses for other businesses to be able to tackle these issues. In a case like mine, mm-hmm. I didn't want to work with big companies with a big budget, creating big videos that I didn't even know how to do. So I had to go to smaller businesses offering things like this that helped me put myself out there and stop being afraid of the camera, stop being afraid of Zoom, stop being afraid of my own voice. It's not a normal thing to do for someone who has not been in the entrepreneurial world for their entire life. So,
yes, absolutely. Stephanie, I wanted to ask you, for someone who is just starting out, maybe they want to create a video, maybe they want to try out different personalities, try out different things, having their own talk show. Do you have any advice for anyone who is just starting out?
I'd say don't feel overwhelmed. Just take one step at a time. You can find a lot. I found a lot on YouTube tutorial wise when I was just first learning a lot of things. I took a lot of my capabilities of what I knew, my skill set already, but then, and a lot of it was self-taught. So I would go to YouTube, maybe see a few videos, but then you have to go through the trial and error to then make your work perfect as you keep going along. So I would say, don't feel overwhelmed. You're gonna mess up in the beginning. You're gonna kind of have things a little wobbly at first, not so perfect. And then as you start getting the hang of each software program or each app, then now you're getting the hang of it and you're seeing what kind of aesthetic now that you like and that you're kind of making for yourself. So I would say, take your time, do your research. I'm big on research. So I would say research a lot of programs, a lot of apps. And then the best thing to do is just dive on in. And you can even start with like a little video that you may not post, but it'll be like a practice video, just recording yourself doing something, and then play with editing, play with filters, play with so many other effects that you can put with it. And then you're going to become a pro as you keep going on. So Absolutely. Yeah, take your time, do research, try YouTube tutorials, and just try it yourself and see what works.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Stephanie. Now we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guest the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching live, as well as everyone who is watching this show in the archives, and simply let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, Marta.
I think what spoke the most to me is with respect to entrepreneurship. You know, if anyone who is watching this video, this live, has a calling and they are afraid to follow it, go for it. There's no bigger satisfaction than creating your own business and follow your call at the same time. It's going to be tough, I swear, but it's going to be rewarding as nothing else in your life. That would be my takeaway.
I believe that the reward has to be worth the risk. Absolutely. Greg, what do you have for us?
I think if you're in business, if you own a roofing company or you are an insurance, whatever your calling and target market is that here's the interesting thing. All the research shows is that your customers want video content. That's not me saying that. I've got tons of articles I can send you that support that fact. I mean, YouTube. I mean, if I want to fix my dryer, I don't call a dryer person first. I go on and see if there's a YouTube video that helps me fix my dryer, right? And so video content is out there. And so don't be afraid of it. Glimpsevideo.com, you can sign up for a 7-day free trial. And if you want a demo, you get me. I'm Mr. Demo Guy. I'm happy to walk you through our tools and make video content happen for your business.
Thank you, Greg. Dr. Sunday.
Yes, thank you so much for this amazing opportunity. I think I would say, to borrow from Nike, we just got to do it because lean in a little bit. You know, when we say lean in, I mean really pay attention. Somebody's right now is... is frustrated, they tired, they dream, they can see themselves as an entrepreneur and it's not working out. And it stems from you to your family, to your city, and you can do it. The biggest thing I have learned that I always share with people is get a mentor or a coach. It does take the whole village. So it does take the whole village and somebody needs what you have to say and what you have for them to go to the next level in themselves. And then I always use to say this as well, going right along with the vein of everyone, that you do have a calling, you do have a reason you were born. You're not a mistake, no matter what we've been through in the past, no matter what we're going through right now. And I always like to say, believe in yourself, trust the process. And I always say something funny, like walk it out. And that means actionable steps. We have to do it. And it's okay. It's okay to make a mistake because guess what? We're learning and next thing you know, it's going to take off and it's going to take off with fire because we need you, especially in this season, to be yourself, funny, whatever it is, you can do it. And of course, I have to say, be seen, be heard, and get paid.
Get paid. Hey, I like that. Get paid. And you can be funny. I've been an ordained minister for 15 years. God has a sense of humor, believe me. Stephanie, what do you have for us?
As Dr. Sunday said, to piggyback, believe in yourself. I have that painted on my wall. Believe in yourself. don't give up, follow your dreams. It sounds like a cliche, but it's the truth. If you have a dream, that passion in you, don't put it out. Don't let your heart keep telling you to do something and then you don't want to do it. No, go with your dreams. It's going to be tough. Like they say, when the tough get going, go ahead and keep on going and climb that mountain. I'm big on that, but just keep going, man. Persevere. You really can do anything you want. You put your mind to it, you can get it done. So for those watching, follow your dreams, whatever you want to do, whether you want to learn how to dance or you want to start your own company, just do it. Just take the first leap, take that leap of faith and just believe in yourself and know that you can do it. And thank you.
That is so beautiful. This has been a great show. I love it. All the feelings, emotions, support. Craig, go ahead and take us out.
So I have a couple of actionable nuggets of wisdom to end with. Number one, remember that done is better than perfect. Like, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Just get something out there. Two is that everybody suffers from imposter syndrome. Like, just don't be afraid. Answer your calling, because it doesn't matter who you see behind the screen. Everybody doubts themselves at some point. And then three, also understand that, like she said, just never give up. I mean, if you're going through hell, keep going, because you're eventually going to come out on the other side. Everybody gets burned one way or another, but that's how you learn. So those are some of my takeaways.
That's right.
That's right. And understanding that there can be a burden to the dream, but keep going, pick up a copy of all of our guest books today. I'm sure you'll learn a lot more. I definitely want to pick up a copy of my own books. I want to thank you all for being a guest on today's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. And I especially want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch the show live, as well as everyone who is watching this show in the archives. Just because you may not be watching the live show doesn't mean you are not still important. We appreciate you. We still ask you to go ahead and share this show, whether you watched it 2 days from now, 4 years from now. It really doesn't matter, because the information is still relevant and it can help you and it can help someone you know. Now, if you're interested in more ways that I can help your business, or maybe you want to pick up your tickets to this weekend's October 9th and 10th Powered by Purpose 2-day empowerment teleconference, or maybe you want to be a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, no matter what, visit the website at asksharifah.com. Until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now.